I took this scripture from the early morning prayer meeting yesterday. I came to our chapel. I could hear him. I could feel the fresh air. And I sat down there about 30 minutes. And then one of our students came to front side taking those verses. At that time, at least to me, that student looked a prophet for me. I had been wondering, asking God, "Oh Lord, what shall I do as a present elect to serve your school? Where does our school, your school, APNTS go?" And the scriptures told me that you must be salt, you must be light. Yes, we are commanded by Jesus to become a salt, to become a light. So we'd like to obey Jesus. We'd like to become a salt, a light. But the more I have tried to become salt, to become light, I have felt, no. I am not qualified to function as a salt, as a light. My life has been corrupted. My life has been fallen down. Rather than shining, my life has been in the midst of darkness. So those scriptures challenge me to repent. Oh Lord, I am sorry not to be a salt, not to be a light. The scripture told me that if you lost your saltiness, how can the salt be recovered? If the salt is not recovered, then the salt must be thrown away and all the people will trample down their steps. Oh Lord, I'd like to be trampled down. Then how can I recover the saltiness as a Christian, as a child of God? It is my dilemma. I must try to live as a salt, as a light, but the more doing the lives, I have felt my life has been fallen down. Then how can I recover? And suddenly one other scripture appeared at my mind. That is John the Baptist. I am the light. I am a witness to the light. Yes, when we try to be witness to Jesus, yes, Jesus is the only salt. Jesus is the only light. Amen? When you try to lift up Jesus as the salt, as the light, then God would use me to manifest the salt, the light, Jesus Christ. This morning, I also earned one scripture, John 19:16. Probably, let me read quickly. Here, John 20, verse 11. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, after she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? My student, why are you weeping now? Why are you crying now? What makes you unhappy? What makes you sorrowful?" The woman said, she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord. They have taken away my Lord." Yes, we must weep if we lose Jesus. Otherwise, we do not have to weep. We do not have to be sorrowful. Because my sorrowness, my poor situation, my bad condition must be used to lift Jesus up as the salt, as the light. I wish each of our students become a witness to Jesus. To Jesus and Jesus. When we become His faithful witness, then we can be brave, we can be powerful, we can be used by God to manifest the greatness of God, the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you.